There was in Asia, in a city great, mid Christian folk, a Jewish colony, protected by a lord who ruled that state, for wicked gain and foulest usury, hateful to Christ and to his company. And through the street all men could walk or ride, for it was free with both ends open wide. A little school of Christian people stood down at the farther end, in which there were children, full many come of Christian blood, that studied in that school from year to year the kind of lessons taught to students there, singing, that is to say, and reading too, such things as children in their childhood do. Among these children was a widow's son, a little chorister but 7 years old, who day by day to school had always gone, and any time he might the form behold of Jesus' mother, then, as he was schooled, it was his custom down to kneel and say his Ave Maria as he went his way. The widow thus her little son had taught always to worship Christ's own mother dear, Lady of Bliss, and no wise he forgot, for a good child is quick of eye and ear. But when I call to mind this story here, St. Nicholas himself appears to me, for he, when young, served Christ so reverently. This little child, while studying among the others in the school, was soon aware of Alma Redemptoris being sung.